behind closed doors, Washington decides the future of our healthcare with no transparency or accountability. One Massachusetts leader says slow down, get healthcare right. Scott Brown.
Unions want to take away the right of workers to cast a secret ballot in union organizing elections. So their spending is staggering. They're showering money on politicians.
Ed McBroom's a teacher and a farmer. That may make him a common man, but it's also why his ideas sound like plain common sense.
The Attorney General stepped up to help, delivered more than $82 million in child support. Politician David Layton wants to stop this program. Abandoned by a parent, and now Layton too.
We see it in the paper every day. Another child shot. Another gang shooting. Dr. Roger Kahn has seen it up close.
I've seen firsthand the damage that guns do.
Justice Paul Green, conservative, independent, fair. His integrity is unquestioned. Let's keep him on the job on the Texas Supreme Court.
Lansing's broken, and Judy Narrett is part of the problem. With our schools struggling, Judy Narrett voted to rob $300 million from the school aid fund.
Businesses on Main Street provide Tennessee over 300,000 jobs, and they collect sales taxes. But they're just the little guys. It's the big guys who get the special deals. It's not right.
30 years ago, the Michigan economy was the heartbeat of America. But how have we done with Carl Levin as our senator? Under Levin, Michigan has lost 500,000 manufacturing jobs.
Every year, small businesses in Montana and across the country are forced to send more than $20 billion to big banks and credit card companies.
Arlen Meekoff will fight for our values, and he'll lower taxes so small businesses can create the jobs we need.